Time for another round of heroes from RB Grillhouse and Sports Bar. My good, close, personal friend. Are you comfortable with that, by the way?
Yeah, that's fine. That title's all right.
Monty Rothenberger, assistant police chief here in Yankton. How have you been?
Good. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Yep.
Well, I know it's kind of a big weekend for you guys, too. And Mount Marty football is celebrating you. It's called Faith in Blue, so that's what I want to talk about first and foremost. But first, anything else on your mind? Anything happening that you want to share on behalf of the old YPD?
No, you know, the football game on the 4th, and then the actual Faith in Blue weekend is October 10th through the 13th.
Oh, so we're just getting ahead of things a little bit.
Yes, it still counts because it's an event in October, but 10th is probably the main thing we're doing for Faith
in Blue. Well, since the football team is at home, it makes sense, and yeah, nice to celebrate you guys. How did this whole thing start? It's not just a Yankton thing, it's a national thing.
Yeah, it's nationally, it's a faith-based organizations with law enforcement. It started up during COVID. And it's nationally all over, and we have done it. This is our third year.
How are things at the YPD? Everybody doing well?
Good. Yeah, we got one at the academy, so one in training, and he'll be done before Thanksgiving.
Good. Good. Yep. I've noticed that, what's the name of that speed trailer? Snitch.
Yes.
Been all over the place.
Yep. We try to move Snitch every week. Yep, so he hits different areas of the city. We had a snafu with Snitch. He got a new controller, a new motherboard, and he's up and running now.
Good.
Yep.
Well, I think it's helpful for people to be reminded what the speed limits are, and those little lights come on, and it always kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, it got a workout sitting next to the studios, I noticed.
Yeah, I liked having it out here, and if it can come back, that'd be great.
Awesome. Put the word in.
So let's talk about what's going to happen at the Mount Marty football game on Saturday against Concordia tomorrow. What can we expect?
Well, we got some officers working the chain gang. We got an honorary ball guy. That'll be Carl Statt. And then...
And he played for Mount Marty.
He did. It'll be pretty awesome.
He's going to want to get out there and make some tackles.
I think he's going to lead the team on the field.
The ball boy. That's really interesting. How about you? Do you have any duties?
I will be, it's in Contact Center is also celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Yes, Sacking Local Hunger.
Yes. So I thought I'll hit the canned goods. I'll help out with the cans.
Yeah. What do you mean hit the canned goods?
Well, just
not, don't be opening them up.
No.
Okay.
Hopefully people bring in some donated food and I'll help do whatever. If I need to stack it, carry it, so be it. I'll be
there. You should sing the national anthem.
No, you don't want to hear that at all.
You don't sing?
Yeah, I would not want to do that at all. No.
Or just sing Don't Stop Believing, and I thought it sounded really good.
I don't think so.
Well, it must be nice to be tied in with this community and into Mount Marty in this capacity.
Oh, yes. It'll be awesome. And the 10th, we read to Trailhead Learning Center, Beetle Elementary, and Stewart.
So have you been to Trailhead yet?
Yes, I have. A few times. Very nice.
Let's talk about 30 miles per hour around Trailhead. What do you think?
I'm glad it's 30 miles per hour because...
It's tough, though.
It is tough, but if it was at 45 what it used to be, that's too fast around that curve and all the traffic now.
All right, well, it's a new month. It's October, and of course, that brings up Halloween at the end of the month. Let's get ahead and throw out an early Halloween safety message, if you don't mind, from the YPD.
Yep, no problem. So kids, walk at the crosswalks, bright costumes, have a light, and then drivers out there, pay attention, because there's a lot of foot traffic on that night. So,
and it doesn't hurt to check the candy before the kids partake in it. You never know.
And I'm willing to do that too. I'll check candy if anybody needs
Please bring all of your candy to the YPD first, and then you can take it home after full inspection.
Fantastic.
Anything else on your mind? You've been riding bike?
I have. I didn't ride my bike today, but I have been hitting it kind of hard. I just went over 800 miles on my bike. So
was that you that waved to me in my neighborhood the other day?
Possibly. Was I on my bike?
No, I was in the cruiser.
Yes, that was it was.
Okay. Yep. I couldn't tell. I think maybe you have too much tint on your windows. Can I make a citizen's arrest?
No, we shouldn't have any tint up front.
I don't think you do. No, yes. I just couldn't tell. So, well, we appreciate Chief Foote and you and everybody else, and happy to have this Faith in Blue weekend. Do you have a prediction for the game?
Mal Marty, always got to.
100 to nothing.
Nah, I wouldn't go that high, yeah. But I'm hoping for a win.
Well, Concordia is ranked number 19 in the nation, so.
Means nothing.
Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
You should give the pregame speech to the team. I'll talk to Coach Micheletti about that.
You know, I think Carl Stout would be the man to do that. Yeah. He's could give me a pregame speech, I think.
Not counting front yard football on Cole Drive, did you ever play the game?
Flag football, sixth grade.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, and then it never, scouts called?
Federal Way, Washington. No scouts called.
All right, thanks for the time here on Heroes from RB Grillhouse and Sports Bar and for information on the weekend. Be careful out there.
Yes, thanks, Jeff.